Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun. We are holding on daf Kuf Nun Amar Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on Kuf Nun Amar Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored first in his chus for a successful kidney donation today and refuah shleima for Gavriel Shamir Ben Freda Chaya and his recipient. Everything should go smoothly be'ezras Hashem, and both donor and recipient should have a refuah shleima bekarov. Also sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored l'zechus refuah shleima from Meir Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. And it's also sponsored in honor of Moshe and Sally Siegel for encouraging their father to listen to the Daf Yomi Shir on their way to camp every morning. So we are holding on at the Mishnah on Daf Kufna Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to discuss Schiris Poalim on Shabbos and being Machshech al Tchum, going toward the edge of Tchum Shabbos in order to take care of things immediately after Shabbos is over. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what is the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that not only are you not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, but you're not even allowed to ask someone else to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Isn't that obvious? It's Lufnei Iver. The other guy's not allowed to hire workers either. So the Gemara is going to give two answers to that question. Then we're going to get a little bit into the sugya of Hirhur Kedibur. Do we assume that having thoughts is the same as Dibur? So wherever Dibur is Asr, such Hirhurim are Asr as well. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether Dibur Shalchal is really Asr on Shabbos. We're going to bring a lot of seeming exceptions to this rule, where it seems that Diburim Shalchal are in fact Mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara is then going to discuss what about making irrelevant cheshbonos on Shabbos, cheshbonos that aren't really relevant to actually having to spend any money or taking care of things. It's just stam talking about those types of discussions. And then the Gemara is going to talk about why you can and cannot talk about what you can and cannot talk about doing after Shabbos. At certain times you're allowed to discuss things that you're going to do after Shabbos. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a brief sugya about doing malacha before Havdalah, before reciting Havdalah. So most of the daf is about so Chefzcha v'daber davar, about the general issue of what you're not allowed to discuss on Shabbos itself, and then a little bit about malacha before Havdalah. So says the Mishnah, lo yiskra adam poalim b'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, meaning he cannot make a deal with people that they're going to work for him starting the day after Shabbos, because that's a violation of Mimtso Cheftzcha. V'lo yomer adam l'chaveru liska lo poalim, and not only that, you're not even allowed to ask someone else to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Ain machshich na'al tchum, a separate issue, you're not allowed to go to the end of the tchum Shabbos and wait there until Shabbos ends, so that right away, as soon as Shabbos is over, you'll be right near your fields, liska lo poalim, so that you'll be able to hire workers to work in your fields, lavi peiros, or to be machshich al tchum in order to cut some produce from the fields and to bring it back right away after Shabbos. Aval machshichu lishmer, but what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to go toward the edge of tchum Shabbos in order to just guard your peiros that are there, because that's something you could do on Shabbos itself, if only your payrolls were in the Tchum. So because they're outside of the Tchum, you can't do it on Shabbos itself, but you can go right up until the edge of the Tchum, so that as soon as Shabbos is over, you could be shomer your payrolls, or maybe payrolls piyado. And once you're doing that, since you went to be machshech al Tchum for something that's permissible to do, so then after Shabbos, you could be tolish payrolls and bring payrolls piyado, because that wasn't your primary kavana. That's not really what you went out there to do. You went out there to be shomer the payros. Klal Amar Abishol, the basic rule is, Kol Shani Zakei Bamiraso, anything that I'm allowed to say on Shabbos to somebody else, to another Jew or to an Achri, to do a Matzai Shabbos, so Rashi Ani La'ach Shechalav, I'm also allowed to be Machshech Al Tchum for that, to do that item. And obviously the reverse is true as well. So the Gemara is going to discuss, not in today's daf, but in tomorrow's daf, why you have to give a klal. We already just went through the halachas, so it must be that he's adding something else that the Mishnah didn't say by adding this klal at the end. So good. So first the Gemara discusses, Maishnahu Maishnah Chavero. You know, once the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to be Socher Po'olim on Shabbos, why does it have to say that you're not allowed to ask your friend to be Socher Po'olim on Shabbos? Of course you're not allowed to do that. That would be a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. If you're not allowed to do it, you can't cause another Jew to violate the same thing. So two answers. First says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Chaver Nachri, Chaveru, doesn't mean another Jew. It means a non-Jew. So it's telling us that you're not allowed to even ask a non-Jew. It's a violation of Mitzvah Chavtucha V'Daber to ask a non-Jew to hire workers from you. This is highly unusual that the Gemara is referring to a non-Jew as Chavero. That Rashi Masecha Sukkah and Daf Lamites writes that we never even use the term Chavero when talking about an Amah Aretz vis-a-vis a Chaver, vis-a-vis a Talmud Chacham. Tosus over there brings a raya from our Gemara that that's not true. Tosus says, not only would I refer to an Ama Aretz as Chavero, sometimes we refer to a Goy as Chavero, because you have clearly in our Mishnah that Chavero is a reference to according to Rav Papa at least, it's a reference to a Nachri. So Maskev or Ravashi, Ravashi asks, well, wait a second, even without the Yisra of Mimsal Chavtcha, you wouldn't be allowed to ask Chavero Nachri to hire workers for you. Because after all, Amir L'Nachri Shvus, Amir L'Akum is Nisit Rabbanan anyway, Mishum Shvus. So we already learned that halacha earlier on. So why would the Mishnah have to tell me again this halacha of Amir L'Akum? We had a sugya on Kuf Chaf Aleph about Amir L'Akum. So the Mishnah has to come and tell me again the same din of Amir L'Akum? I already know the din of Amir L'Akum. So that can't be what it's telling me when it says that you're not allowed to ask Chavero to hire a worker for you on Shabbos. We already discussed what Amir La'akum is based on, where Amir La'akum comes from. Rashi on Kufman Gimel Amralf is going to say, because the Nachri becomes like your Shliach to do the Malacha Asura. Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira, Ein Shlichus La'akum. Yeah, that's all true, that Ein Shlichus La'akum, but L'chumra we assume Yesh Shlichus La'akum. And that's the Din Midrabanan, that there's Amir La'akum, that there's Nisra of Amir La'akum. The Rambam in the sixth of Hilchas Shabbos writes that the Yisra of Amir L'Akum is Kedei Shelo Yeh Shabbos Kala Be'enov V'yavol Lasos Ba'atzmo, that you're going to end up treating Shabbos more lightly and then you're going to end up violating the Isurim yourself. So that's why there's an Isur of Amir L'Akum. But bottom line is, Rav Ashi rejects Rav Papa's explanation of the Mishnah that Chavero refers to an Akum, because our Mishnah wouldn't need to teach me again the Din of Amir L'Akum. We already had the Din of Amir L'Akum. Ela Amir Rav Ashi Yisrael. Rav Ashi explains second explanation, the one we're going to stick with. We're talking about Chavero Yisrael. Aye, what's the chiddush then? That you're not allowed to ask a Jew to hire workers for you. You're not even allowed to hire of course you're not allowed to do that. If you're not allowed to hire workers yourself, you can't ask a Jew to do it for you. So how come Ashmalan? Lo yomar adam l'chavero schor li pa'al lima v'lomar adam l'chavero hanir shetamana mi la'arev. The chiddush is not in what in the halacha itself. The chiddush is in the diuk you could make from this halacha, that the halacha that you're not allowed to ask someone to hire workers from you, okay, that's obvious. Certainly you're not allowed to do that. The chiddush is that you could therefore be medayek, that you are allowed to tell somebody, you know what, come with me, take a walk with me, and then walk him to the edge of the tchum, and then you can, right after Shabbos, say, okay, now work for me. And everyone knows that that's why he knows when you ask him to take a walk with you what your plan is, but you didn't say it. And as long as you didn't say it, it's together. Hear her mutter, dibur aser, and therefore it's going to be okay. Umasisanami, and our Mishnah also that allows doing this, is Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. Assumes like Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, who holds that you're allowed to ask someone to take a walk with you, even though you understand that that means that you're hiring a worker for after Shabbos. Where do we find Rabbi Shub ben Karcha says such a thing? Titania, because we have a brisa. Lo yomer adam l'chaveru hanira shetamod imila erev. Rabbi Shub ben Karcha omer, omer adam l'chaveru hanira shetamod imila erev. That the Tanakama says you're not allowed to tell someone, come, let's take a walk and be in my vicinity when Shabbos ends. And Rabbi Shub ben Karcha says you're allowed to tell someone to do that, even though they understand that you plan on hiring them right after Shabbos is over. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. We pass on Rabbi Shub ben Karcha that it's mutter to tell someone, hanira shetamu l'mila arev, and that's the way Rav Ashi, in fact, understood our Mishnah, that our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Shub ben Karcha. Asks the Ritva, don't we already know that Rabbi Yochanan always tells us halacha kistam mishnah? We had a gemara early in this Masechta where Rabbi Yochanan says halacha kistam mishnah, and if the only way to explain our Mishnah is that it's following Rabbi Shubin Karcha. Why then does Rabbi Yochanan have to go out of his way to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Shubin Karcha? So says the Ritva, because there might have been other ways to explain our Mishnah. For example, we had initially Rav Papa's way that we're talking about a Chaver Nachri. So even though we rejected that, since it's not explicit in our Mishnah that it's based on this idea of Hanira Shatam Lemila Arev, so that's why Rabbi Yochanan goes out of his way to say we in fact paskin like Rabbi Shubin Karcha. Vam Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan might time it to Rabbi Shubin Karcha. Why does Rabbi Shubin Karcha say you're in fact allowed to do that? You're allowed to tell somebody Hanira Shatam Lemila Arev Dichsev Mimto Cheftcha V'Daber Davar Dibur Asur Hirur Mutter. From the pasuk so cheftcha v'daber davar, we learn from the double expression of daber davar that only that which involves dibur is aser, but that which only involves hirur, like hanir shetamri milarav, where you don't mention any malacha explicitly, that's going to be mutter. That's how Rashi understands. The Meiri writes that the reason it has to be that hirur is mutter is because lo nitna torah lemalachei ashares. You can't prevent a person from having at least a fleeting thought about something that is not Shabbistic, something that's not dafka related to Shabbos, but says the Meiri, it's ideal to try to avoid thinking about such things on Shabbos. Why does the Tanakhama say it's Aser? What about V'daber Davar? So it could be that the Tanakhama holds, Hirur is Kedibur, that ain't a chinami V'daber Davar, but Hirur has the same status as Dibur. The Ritva, however, says that no, the basis for the Tanakhama is because that's considered Dibur, to say Anir Shtarim Lila Arev is not just hirur. You're telling the person something. Hirur means that you're not saying any words. Not just that you're not saying words of malacha. You're not saying any words as you're thinking about malacha. So they're arguing about what the geder of dibur is when it comes to dibur of chal on Shabbos. So says the Gemara on this topic of hirur kedibur dami. Rami l'ravacha barafun l'rava miyam Rabbi Yochanan dibur asur hirur mutter. Does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that when dibur is asur, hirur is mutter, that those things you're not allowed to say on Shabbos, you are allowed to think on Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to say Hanira Shatamani Mila Arev, because any malacha words didn't come out of your mouth, those remained in thought alone. Alma Hira Lav Kedibur Dami. That seems to suggest that Rabbi Yochanan holds that hirur is not the same as dibur. I vam Rabbi Bechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, but didn't Rabbi Bechanan say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Bekol Makom Mutter Laharher Chutz Mi Beis Amer Chutz Beis Akisei, that you're allowed to be Mahara Divrei Torah wherever you want to be Mahara Divrei Torah, except for places that are dirty, places that are disgusting. So for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan asers Hirhur in a Beis Amerchus and a Beis Akisei, doesn't that imply that he holds Hirhur Kedibur Dami? That it's as if you're saying words of Torah in such places? So you see Rabbi Yochanan holds that Hirhur is Kedibur? Says, well, no, Shiny Hassam, no, really, Hirhur is Lav Kedibur Dami. Why can't you even have Hirhur in a Beis Amerchus, Hirhur of Divrei Torah in a Beis Amerchus, Beis Akisei? No, that's different. To be Inan, because you need to be Mekayim, what it says in the Torah, V'haya Machanecha Kodesh, that wherever that your Machane needs to be clean and it needs to be a pristine environment, because wherever you are, Jews always talk and learning. You always speak Divrei Torah. So you see that there's an Isser even on Hirhur, because someone who's Mahar Beis Akisei, Beis Amerchatz, is not being Mekayim that Pasuk. But anywhere else that it doesn't mention anything about Hirhur in a pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan would not assume that Hirhur is Kedibur. It's Dafka, Gzeres HaKosuv, when it comes to a dirty place, that Hirhur of Divrei Torah is Kedibur Dafka in that halacha. So frankly, Gemara, yeah, but there's a pasuk over here also. Hachanami Ksiv V'lo Yirbecha Ervas Davar. By Divrei Kedusha over here also, by the Yisr of Divrei Kedusha B'makom Tinuf, sorry, not over here also, Hacha is really the wrong word. The Gemara uses the word hacha. L'chora, the Gemara should have used the word hasam, right? That even by the halacha of not thinking Divrei Torah, in a dirty place, it did use the term dibur. It says, v'yir b'cha ervas davar. Davar is a lashon of dibur. So doesn't that imply that even when it comes to divrei Torah in a makom kadosh, it's not about hearer, it's only about dibur? So since Rabbi Yochanan al-tir lav k'dibur, the question comes back, why does he asur hearer b'beis ha-kisei u'b'beis ha-merchatz? The Torah went out of its way to dafka asur dibur in a dirty place. So says Gemara, no, Haumi Baile, that pasuk of Lir Becha Ervas Davar, that Asr's only Dibur and not Hirhur, has nothing to do with dirty places. That's a separate halacha. Lichad Rav Yehuda, that teaches me the halacha of Rav Yehuda. Tam Rav Yehuda, Akum Arum, Asr Likros Kriyashma Kenegdo. You know where Dibur is Asr? In front of Erva. That if you have an undressed Ovid Kuchav, an undressed non-Jew, and Kal V'chomer, an undressed Jew, you're not allowed to say Divrei, you're not allowed to say Divrei Kedushi, you're not allowed to say Kriyashma in front of them. Dirty places, you're not even allowed to have Hirhur. Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, which is smelly and gross, you're not even allowed to have Hirhur. But in front of Erva, even Erva's Akum, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shel Kedusha, but Hirhur would be Mutter in front of Erva. So says Gemara, why do you highlight that it's in front of an undressed non-Jew? Ma'ir Ya'akum, Afilu Yisrael Nami. The same halacha is that you're not allowed to say Kriyashma in front of an undressed Jew. So says Gemara, Lomi Bayuka Amar. Now it's telling me a greater chiddush. Lomi by Yisrael da Aser. It's obvious that it's also to say Kriyat Shema Keneged an erva of a Jew. Aval Akum Kivin Dichsev Ve Asher Basar Chamorim Besaram. But by an Akum, since the Pasuk Yecheskel tells us when the Navi is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael that they wanted to be Mezana with the Mitzrim, that Basar Chamorim Besaram, that their erva is like the Basar of a Chamor. So it's meaning that they have such taivas like a Chamor. Say Ema Shaper Dami. So I might think that you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema Keneged erva of an Akum because that has a din of erva of a chamor, an undressed chamor. You're allowed to say kriyas shema keneged. So kamash mulan. That's why Rav Yehuda's telling me that that's not true. It's considered erva as far as the issur of saying kriyas shema kenegdo. So frankly, more ema achidami. But why? Why is it considered erva? Maybe I should say that basar chamor and bisaram, and therefore it should not be also to say kriyas shema kenegdo. So amar kra ve erva saviyam lo ra'u. No, because it's a pasuk in Parshas Noach. The pasuk describes that Shem and Yafes came to cover up Noach. And it says that for the covenant of Noach, they turned their face away, and therefore ervas aviyam laro. Now Noach was not an Akum. He was not a Jew. He was a non-Jew. And nevertheless, you find that his nakedness is referred to as erva. So it's included in lo yirbucha ervas davar. So that's how I know that even by a ben Noach, you're not allowed to say kriyashma keneged erva. So when all the dust settles, what we have over here is that there is an issur of hirur b'divrei Torah in mekomos hametunafim, in dirty places, in front of erva, bein ervas Yisrael, bein ervas Akum. There's an issur of dibur, but no issur of hirur. So now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan who said that you're not allowed to have weekday conversations on Shabbos based on a pasuk b'mtzo cheftzcha v'daber daver. That it seems to be that there are a number of situations where weekday conversations are mutter. V'dibur mi'aser, is there really an isser of dibur? Tosus explains in Dibur Maskel v'dibur that the question is not just v'dibur mi'aser. The question is v'dibur mi'aser pirush min ha-Torah, that we're asking, can you really say that dibur is aser min ha-Torah? If it were aser min haTorah, it would be aser even b'makom mitzvah as well. I mean, everything we're about to show is that you're allowed to have dibur shalchal for a makom mitzvah. If we're only in a sedra rabbanan, there's no kasha. Yeah, the rabbanan aser dibur shalchal, but b'makom mitzvah, it's going to be mutter because the rabbanan maybe didn't make such a gezeira if it's a situation of a makom mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha has to be, how can you tell me it's aser min haTorah? If it were aser min haTorah, there would be no exceptions for a makom mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara is asking. V'dibur mi'aser, is it really true that dibur is aser? Just happens to be the it can't be that we're just asking that just kepashtus from these amoraim that you see dibur shalchal is mutter on Shabbos because it's mufurish that they only were matirit for a makom mitzvah. Everything we're about to ask is very clear that it was only for a makom mitzvah. So we must be asking that how. how could this even be mutter for a makom mitzvah if, after all, it's asur min haTorah? The Prima Gadim explains a little bit differently. The Prima Gadim says, no, if the Gemara were asking on the very din that dibur shel chal is asur, the Gemara should not have said v'dibur mi asur, because it's mefurish in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to hire workers. So it's of course there's an isur dibur. The Gemara wouldn't be challenging that very halacha by saying there can't exist such a halacha. What do you mean? It says in the Mishnah there's such a halacha. If the Gemara wanted to ask against what it says in the Mishnah, says the Prima Gadim, it should have said uriminu, I'll ask you a stira. But it doesn't say that. It says the dibur, we're questioning the very din. So what are we questioning? We're not questioning the very idea that dibur is asur. We're questioning the idea that it's minat Torah. That's how Tosfos explains that we're questioning the idea that it's minat Torah, not questioning the idea that it exists at all. So it says where v'dibur miyasur, could dibur really be asur minat Torah? For Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna damri tarvayu, both Rav Chista and Rav Amnuna said cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutar l'chashbim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make cheshbonos of mitzvah, figure out how much you need to give to aniyim to help support them, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. If it were an Isra Min HaTorah, we wouldn't have an exception for a mitzvah. And second, V'amar Rabbi Lazar, poskim tzedakah l'aniyim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to not only just have make cheshbonos, you're even allowed to be posek, not just cheshbonos of how much they need, but decide, okay, I'm giving this much to this ani and that much to that ani. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. And third, V'amar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mefakim pikoach nefesh pikoach rabim b'Shabbos, V'alchum batek nesiyas v'kayach l'iskei rabim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make cheshbonos about what you're going to need to do to save lives, pikuach nefesh and pikuach rabim, to figure out how to make overtures to the government for the rabim on Shabbos, and you're allowed to go to batei kenesiyos to make such cheshbonos on Shabbos. All of this apparently is mutar on Shabbos. And fourth, va'amar Rav Shlomo bar Nachmani amar Rabbi Yochanan, hochon l'tartios l'karksos ulevesilkaos. You're allowed to go to all sorts of different gathering places l'fakeach aliskei rabim Shabbos, in order to deal with matters that relate to the rabbim on Shabbos. Rashi over here says that these gathering places are places where the Ovdei Kochavim get together to meet and to be misya'etz on issues relating to the Tzibur and the Medina. The Shulchan Gibarim explains that it can't be referring to theaters and, you know, stadiums and things like that, because that it's also to go to even on a weekday. So the Chiddush should have been that you're allowed to even go on a weekday. The fact that we're saying that the Chiddush over here is that you're allowed to go to these places on Shabbos, it must be that these are places that are mutter to visit. It's just that on Shabbos it involves cheshbonos, so you would have thought that it's aser, and it's telling me no, since it's tzarchei rabim, it's taka mutter. And a fifth thing that we see that it's mutter to have such cheshbonos, v'tanu de ben Menashe, Mishadchan alatinokos liyareis b'Shabbos, v'alatinok lamdo sefer lamdo umnas, that you're allowed to have a shidduch meeting on Shabbos. You're allowed to discuss how you're going to hire a malame to teach your kid Torah, or to teach him even a profession, because the Gemara in Kiddushin derives from a pasuk that you have a mitzvah to do such a thing, to teach a child a profession. Because someone who's zayin a malame is b'no umnas is kiilu malamdo listus. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, and therefore it's a mitzvah to teach a child the profession. So all of these things are divrei mitzvah. It's one big question. How can you tell me that dibur is asur on Shabbos min haTorah? If it were asur min haTorah, then we wouldn't have all these five exceptions for matters that relate to a mitzvah. So says Gemara, it is asur min haTorah, and it's still mutar b'makom mitzvah. Because Amar Krav, Mimtzol Chefzucha v'dabar davar, Chafatzecha asurim, v'chesei shamayim mutarim. That the Yisr is limited to that which is Chafatzecha, that which is your own business. But that which is Chefzei shamayim, that which is Tzarchi Mitzvah, that's going to be mutar to have Dibur Shalchal. So generally, Dibur Shalchal is also on Shabbos, but if the Dibur Shalchal is a Makom Mitzvah, is a Bel Advar Mitzvah, then it's going to be mutar to do on Shabbos, because that's considered Chefzei shamayim. So now the Gemara discusses certain statements of chol that are mutter on Shabbos, even if they're not necessarily chafetz mitzvah. I'm Rabbi Dom Shmuel. cheshbonos shel melech. The Rishonim point out over here, it doesn't mean melech, it means malacha. Meaning cheshbonos that you don't really have any need for, to discuss how much it would cost if you want to build a house. But you're not building a house, and you're just shooting the breeze. You know, what do you think a construction project like that would cost? So, but it's not really practical for you. Or shel mabekach, or something that used to be relevant, but is no longer relevant. Like how much you, after you already finished building your house, how much you spent on building your house. So mutar l'chashbon b'Shabbos. That you're allowed to say such cheshbonos on Shabbos. Tanya namiyach. Here we have a brayso that says just like that. Cheshbonos sha'avru, cheshbonos about things that are already over. V'shasidim lios, or things that will be. Asr l'chashbon, you're not allowed to make on Shabbos, but shel melech, of cheshbonos of malacha, of that have no need whatsoever. Or shel mabekach, or things that that are completely over already, mutar l'chashbon. You're allowed to have such a cheshbon on Shabbos. So as ask the Gemara, stira, ureminu, I'll ask you stira, choshvin cheshbonos she'enon tzrichin, that Brisa tells us you're allowed to have cheshbonos about things that have no purpose, no benefit, vein mechashvin cheshbonos she'tzrichin b'Shabbos, but you're not allowed to make cheshbonos of things that do have some sort of tzorech and have such cheshbonos on Shabbos. Ketzad, so what's an example of that? Omer adam l'chaveiro, kach v'kach po'olim, you're allowed to say to your friend that I hired this many workers for this field, and you're allowed to say kach v'kach dinar notzesi al dirazu, this is how much I spent on this house, because all of this is stuff that was in the past, it's already over, so you're allowed to talk about what you spent in the past. Avalo yomar lo kach v'kach notzesi kach v'kach ani asalahotzi, you're not allowed to say, well, so far I spent this much, but I still have more to spend, and this is what it looks like it's projected to cost me in the future. That's cheshbonos that have some sort of tzorech, because it's still an ongoing expense. But what do you see? That in the reish of the Braisa, cheshbonos that are avar, that are already over, you're allowed to make such cheshbonos. That's a stira to the previous Braisa, because the previous Braisa said, cheshbonos sha'avru v'sha'asidin lios asur l'chashbon, that you're not allowed to make such cheshbonos. So which is it? Are cheshbonos already over mutter, or are they asur? So that's a stira between the two brises. Says Gemara, forget about a stira between the two brises. The first brisa that we quoted itself is a stira minei ubei. Ultamech, koshalach igufa. Take a look back at that original brisa. What did the original brisa say? Cheshbonos sha'avru v'sha'asidin lios are aser. Cheshbonos about the past and the future are aser. But then we said, shel melech v'shel mabekach is mutter. Well, what does shel melech mean in shel mabekach? Shel melech means something that is no tzorek. Shel mabekach means something that is already past. So within that brisa, we have a stira about that which already passed. Kashalach yigufa, it's a stira in the brisa itself. Ella, what you have to say, hadi ika agra da agira gabe, vadalaka agra da agira gabe. The cheshbonos that the ratio of the brisa is talking about that you're not allowed to talk about, even though they're already passed, is talking about where you still have some more money to pay the workers that you're still obligated to pay. You haven't finished paying them. So such cheshbonos you're not allowed to do, even though you already hired those workers in the past, but the deal's not over yet. It's not history yet. Whereas the cheshbonos of mabekach that we said that you're allowed to do, and the cheshbonos sha'avru in the second brisa that we say that you're allowed to do, that's where you hired the workers, they did the job, you paid them, they're done, it's over already. That you're allowed to say on Shabbos. Those are the conversations one is allowed to have on Shabbos. Ein machshichin. The Mishnah then said you're not allowed to be machshich al atchum, to hire workers in order to bring peiros. So the Gemara brings a maisa that l'chora has absolutely nothing to do with that. Meaning the maisa that we're about to bring really relates to the previous sugya about hirur of chol on Shabbos and not about being machshir chal atchum, and that's why the Rush in the back of the Gemara in Simen Hei brings this maisa before the statement of ein machshichin. It seems like it's somehow misplaced. Some of the achronim work on it and try to figure out why this maisa that we're about to tell is over here, but pashtus is it's just a misplaced maisa. It belongs before the phrase ein machshichin. So Tan Rabbanan, the maisa goes as follows: maisa b'chasidecha. There was a story of a particular chasid shnifritzalo peretz b'toch sadeyu. There was a breach in the fence around his field. V'nimlach alel legodra. So he decided in his mind, he didn't say anything, it sounds like. He just decided in his mind that he wants to build it, but it was Shabbos when he decided that. V'nisker sheshabbosu. And then he remembered that it was Shabbos and he shouldn't be thinking about such things on Shabbos. V'nimna osu chasid v'lo godra. And therefore he never rebuilt that pirtza. He punished himself for thinking about it on Shabbos, even though it was machshava, was a total shogeg. He thought it was a weekday, and that's why he was having such machshavas. He forgot that it was Shabbos. V'naslo nes, and then a miracle happened for him. V'alslo tzlaf, and a certain type of tree or branch that grows very thick and is ideal for being a border fence grew right on the border of his field. And not only that, a tzlaf, we learned about in Maseches Brachos, produces three types of fruits. It's the avionos, the kafrisin, the lulavin. It has all different parts of it that are useful to a person. So it's a very valuable kind of a tree. And that tree produced so much for him. It provided parnasa for him and for his entire family. So all turned out pretty well for this fellow. Who was this fellow? The Gemara only identifies him as Chassid Echad. So the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis, tells us that whenever we have Chassid Echad and Shas, it's either Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba or Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Ilai. So the Arizal writes, in the Kutei HaShas, the Arizal writes that over here it's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Ilai, and he says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Ilai was a nitzotz of the neshama of Tzlavchad, that Tzlavchad gathered wood on Shabbos. He was the Mekoshesh in the end of Parshas Shlach, like Rabbi Akiva's Shita that we had earlier, that the Mekoshesh is at Tzlavchad, so that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and now we use Mesake, not Kilkul, with this extra Maisa Chasidus on Shabbos, that Dafka, when it came to Shabbos, he was now Mesake, not which he had done incorrectly in a previous Gilgal. And that's why it says that, why was he Dafka rewarded? That what grew? Tzlaf. That's his name, Tzlavchad. So Tzlaf is what grew. So that's what the Arizal writes, that he was a Gilgal of Tzlavchad. There is a discussion in the Gaonim whether Gilgulim exist, whether there is such a thing called Gilgulim. It seems to be that most of Klal Yisrael seems to assume yes, that it does exist. But it's not apikorsis to say that they don't exist. There were Gaonim that held that way, that Gilgulim don't exist. There's a Maritzchiyah somewhere. I forget where exactly. I think in Bab Metzia. There's a Maritzchiyah somewhere that says that Gilgulim, where is that Gemara? That maybe some Ksubas, that Gilgulim don't exist, based on the Gemara that says that a baby comes into the world. It says matter of factly that a baby comes into the world below Chet. So it says Maritzchiyah Mehechitesi, that a baby comes in below Chet. Maybe he's a Gilgul of a previous neshama that has Chataim. So Elamai, you see Mikan, it's a raya against the Balei Gilgul, against those people who believe in Gilgulim. But Pashtus is, I think, generally we assume yes. The Arizal certainly assumes yes. Okay, so now the Gemara gets into what one is and is not allowed to, to talk about on Shabbos. I just mentioned this Chassid Echad, he didn't want to build this pirtza because he was punishing himself, even though it was totally a shogeg. That's how the Ritva explains. The Yerushalmi over here says that his machshava wasn't even to build it that day. His machshava was to build it after Shabbos. So the Taz writes in Simon Shin Zayin that originally he wanted to build it because he thought that it's not a violation, that machshava was not a violation. There wasn't an avera, and now he remembers that it's Shabbos, so it's an avera, and therefore he had charata on that machshava. And the reason it's a chet is because a person, the Meiri writes that even though technically it's mutter to have such hirurim, a person should really try to avoid such hirurim on Shabbos. The Tur in Simon Shinvav writes that to be mahar ba'asakov, to be mahar in your business is mutter, but mishum onik Shabbos you should try to avoid it. So whether you say like the Meiri that it's just stam, not appropriate, it's going to get too close, if you think too much about this you'll end up talking about it because people tend to think about what's on their minds, or whether you say it's a din of onik Shabbos, people need a little bit of an escape on Shabbos, so it's mevato their onik Shabbos when they think about all the problems and they think about everything that needs to get done. So either way, that's why this fellow, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, whoever it was. That's why this Chassid Echad had such charata for having such thoughts. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses what types of dibur you're allowed to talk about doing after Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Domer Shmuel. Mutal adam lom lechaveru lekrach ploni ani holech lemachar. A person's allowed to say, I'm going to go to a certain city, shem yesh burgan in holech, because even though it's outside of the tchum, it wouldn't always necessarily be asur. If there were huts along the way, then he would be allowed to go that far. He's only not allowed to go that far because there aren't huts along the way. So says Gemara, is that true? That just if there was a way that it would have been mutter, then you're allowed to talk about it, even though it's technically not mutter. So Tana, and we have a Mishnah, our Mishnah, Ein Machshichin al Tchum Liskar Polim Lavi Peros. You're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum Shabbos in order to hire workers, in order to bring Peros back. Well, Bishlam Liskar Polim, Skiris Polim, I get the Bishabbos Lo Matziagar. There's no way that's going to be mutter to do on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to talk about doing it after Shabbos. El Lavi Peros, but to bring Peros, Lema Shem Yesha Mechitzos. Maybe why don't you say, well, I know you're not allowed to bring maybe Peros because it's Hotza'a and I'm carrying Dalaramas for Shasarabim. Fine, but there is a way that it could have been mutter if there would have been walls surrounding the whole area, then it would all be one big Rishon Sayachid, and then you would be allowed to do it. So if anything that has a hechitimtza of how it could have been mutter on Shabbos, you're allowed to talk about it, talk about doing it after Shabbos. Why can't you talk about being maybe Peros? So says Gemara, Mishkachsa, Peros Mechubarim. No, the Peros we're talking about are still attached to the ground, and that has no hechitimtza of how it could possibly be mutter, because then it would be a violation of an Isra of being tolish the Peros. But it's not only Peros. It says you're not even allowed to be machshich al tchum in order to plan about bringing tevin and cash. So bishlam cash, I understand cash mishkachasla. That could be talking about b'mechubar, that it's still mechubar lekarka, and therefore it's something you're not allowed to even talk about doing after Shabbos. El tevin echi mishkachasla. But tevin by definition is not mechubar lekarka anymore. So why can't you talk about doing that after Shabbos? Says Mar B'tiv Nasariya. We're talking about rotted out tevin where it's muktzah, and therefore there's no mutter way to handle it on Shabbos. Tashma, I'll bring another raya. Machshichna al tchum lefakeach aliske kalav aliske ames. We're going to learn a Mishnah tomorrow that you're allowed to be machshich al tchum to discuss issues that relate to a kala and issues that relate to a mace. So aliske kalav ames in, and the diuk we're supposed to make is that aliske, it's only because the subject matter is to take care of a kala or to take care of a mace that you're allowed to do this. But aliske acher lo, if the subject matter were about anything else, even though it's a similar type of malacha that you're thinking about doing, you're being machshich is for a similar type of activity, but it's not for the purpose of a kala or a mace, then you would not be allowed to do it. Well, bishlama acher dumya dekala. I understand acher dumya dekala is going to be an iser mishkachsla lemigzala asa. You want to detach hadasim that they used to bring for a kala for the chuppah. So that so to do such a malacha for anything but a kala is going to be aser, because that's something that is no way that it could be mutter on Shabbos. Ela meis my nihu. But what are we talking about already? That you're preparing for a meis. Lavi lo aron v'tachrichin, to bring an aron, to bring some tachrichin, v'katani meis in avalacher lo. Those don't involve a malacha. So why is it that if it were not for a meis, you're not allowed to prepare for those things on Shabbos? V'amai lemeshim yesha mechitzos mevi. After all, the only malacha would involve is hotza'a. Why don't you say, since there is a mutter way that it could be done on Shabbos, if only there were mechitzos around, so therefore I'm allowed to be machshichal tchum and I'm allowed to discuss those matters on Shabbos itself. So says no, that's not what we're talking about. When we say iske meis, meis na mishkachsa mizgale glima, it means to cut the tachrichim and to prepare them and to sew them. All of those activities are also on Shabbos no matter what. That's what you're not allowed to have cheshbonos about if not for the sake of a meis. You're not allowed to have cheshbonos about cutting and sewing and doing things of that nature. Good, so that's all as far as what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, what you're not. Now the final sugi of the daf is about doing malacha before Avdallah. So aval machshichin, we said you're allowed to be machshich to guard your peros, and for Motzai Shabbos, even though the peros are outside of the tchum, and if it happens to be, once it's Motzai Shabbos comes, you want to be tolish those peros and bring them back, that's mutter to do as well. So the Mishnah said that you could be tolish the peros and bring them back after Shabbos, as long as your initial intent when you went out there was just to guard them. But wait a second, being tolish peros is a malacha. You're out by the field when Shabbos ends. When exactly exactly did you say Abdullah? The Avuk Abdullah Abdul, you're allowed to go be Tolish those Peres Rav Shabbos, even though you didn't say Abdullah? Vam Rav Lazar ben Antigonus Mishum Rav Lazar ben Yaakov Asalola and Shasta Chavatz of Kodmashi Abdil. It's Asr for a person to do Malacha before you say Abdullah. So there's a discussion in the postgame. Why is it Asr to do Malacha before Abdullah? So the Levush writes, because Kedusha Shabbos doesn't leave until you say Havdalah. The Taz, however, disagrees. The Taz in Simon Reish Samach Gimel and Simon Reish Sadi Tes writes that the Issa Malacha is not because of Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos leaves Memela. It's just a separate Issa that the Chum Maser, Priskarav, has a whole Chakira about this in Perek Chavtes of Hilcha Shabbos in the Chidushay Agriz, where he discusses, based on a Rashi, that even though Kedusha Shabbos left, the Chum may be Aser doing Malacha before Havdalah, because separate din, that you're not allowed to do Malacha before you paid the proper kavod to Shabbos of being Malava the Shabbos. Maybe a huge nafkamina, said the Briskarav. What types of Malachas are you not allowed to do? Any Malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, or only things that might distract you from saying Abdullah? Only Malachas that involve excessive Tircha. So we'll see. V'chitei Mada Avdil B'tfila. Maybe you're going to tell me, no, the case over here is you already said Abdullah, B'tfila. V'amrev Dimash Shalom Avdil B'tfila Sharach Shi Avdil Al-Kos. Not good enough. You have to say Avdil Al-Kos also. V'chitei Mada Avdil Al-Kos. You'll tell me, no, the guy said Avdil Al-Kos. Kos Besadamika, where did you get a kos? You're out in the middle of the field. So Tigger Ramnas Rabbi Kamidurava, Beinagitos Shanu. No, you're among the wine presses. You're by the vineyards where there are wine presses right there. So you do have a kos available to you, because during the Shasa Agitos, there's a wine there. But the wine was just pressed, so it's not wine, it's grape juice. Yeah, but the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra, Sochet Adameshkel Shalanovim, Vomer Lov Kiddush Hayom, that you could squeeze grapes and then right away say Kiddush Hayom on those squeezed grapes. As I mentioned, the Maisa, I was once sitting with Rav Shechter and he got a Shaila. A woman was stuck in the middle of Iowa or something, and she had no, and she was there for Shabbos, she missed a flight or something, and she didn't know what to do. She had no grape juice, she had no wine, what should she do? So he said she should go to the supermarket to buy a bunch of grapes and squeeze them and make herself some grape juice. So I thought, what a strange eitzah, you know, to do such a thing. But he was just saying over the Gemara, that he was just, the first thing that came to mind was the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Sochet Adbanavim Umakadish Lav Kiddush Hayom. What do you do if you don't have wine for Kiddush? So you Sochet Adbanavim and you say Kiddush Hayom. So anyway, so says Gemara Amalei Rabbi Abba the Ravashi, Vemarava Amrin Hachi in Eretz Yisrael, they would say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol Vavdin Tzorch. And they would just say Hamavdil, and right away they would do whatever they needed to do. And Omer Ravashi, Ki Avina Bei Rav Kahana, when I was by Rav Kahana, Hava Amar Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol Umasaltin and Silti. He would say Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol, and he would start chopping wood as soon as he would say Amavdil Mekodesh L'chol. The Taz brings a raya from here, like the Shita of those Rishon, Rabbein Yeruchim, that allows Malachos like Hadakas Haner and things like that before Avdallah, because why would the Gemara Dafka give an example of Chativas Eitzim? It must be that it's not every Malacha that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do before Avdallah. It's only Malachos that involve excessive Tircha and effort, and that's why we talk about chopping wood, that the Chiddush is that once you say Amavdil Mekodesh L'chol, you're even allowed to chop wood, which you normally would not be allowed to do prior to Avdallah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the two dots, a couple of lines from the bottom of the page. Have a great day, everybody. Oh, someone...